St. Louis voters are being asked to amend the city charter by abolishing the Recorder of Deeds office and moving the functions of that office to that of the city assessor. Funds saved by consolidation would be used to purchase body cameras for St. Louis police officers. A 60% majority is required for passage. Joining me to discuss Proposition A are Sharon Carpenter, longtime Recorder of Deeds. Not surprisingly, she opposes Proposition A. She joins us by phone. Supporting it is Missouri State Senator Jamila Nasheed. Thank you both for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me, Horn.
Sharon, you there?
Yes, I am.
Nice to have a chance to talk to you. I'm going to start with the senator, however. You kind of got the ball rolling on this whole thing. Why?
Well, 40,000 signatures is what got the ball rolling. The reason that I decided to roll up my sleeves and began to fight for body cameras is because we have a very, very serious problem here in the St. Louis area with community relations and police since the Ferguson effect. I tried for the past 3 years to do it on the state level to no avail. So I figured we should come back home and try to do it on a local level. And that's when we decided to go after the signatures so that we can put it on the ballot for the voters to decide.
Why the Recorder of Deeds office?
Well, the Recorder of Deeds office is antiquated. I mean, I've heard time and time again with my voters and my constituents where about they have to go from one department to the next, be down at City Hall for 2 and 3 hours, not to mention paying parking for 2 and 3 hours when they get there. But it's so antiquated. And I think that at the end of the day, what the Recorder of Deeds office or what they're doing now, the assessor can do. When it comes to real properties, the assessor's department can do that. When it comes to birth certificates, the Department of Health can do that. You can even go online in other states. So we don't need the Recorder of Deeds office to record the deeds.
Sharon Carpenter, do you feel that you and the office are extraneous?
Of course not. First of all, state law says that there shall be a Recorder of Deeds office in every county in the state of Missouri, and it shall be so identified. All first-class charter counties have the ability to combine offices. That's in the state constitution. None of them have done it. St. Louis County has its own Recorder of Deeds. Everyone has their own Recorder of Deeds, and there's a reason why. The deeds are to the properties. If you're an individual, very often that's the most important investment you have. If you're a business, it's about making money and whether your business succeeds or fails. Marriage license, that's the most emotionally important document you have. And birth and death records are handled by the state, and we contract with the state. And we took it over in the recorder's office, which allowed the city to not have to have a separate office for it. And if I don't know how you abolish this, because we're also responsible for maintaining all of these records in perpetuity. Every one of them is a legal document.
And this could not be done in another office?
Well, the state law says no.
Okay, let's get the senator's take.
You know, I respectfully disagree. I don't know what statute she's looking at, but according to Article 6, Section 32 of the Missouri Constitution, it gives the voters of the city of St. Louis the power to reorganize or transfer duties of the county offices. And that is the Recorder of Deeds office. That's the only one that we can reorganize or transfer duties to. And so if anyone that's listening, and if they want to know the truth, just go to Article 6, Section 32.
Sharon?
Okay, then go to Chapter 59, Section 101, where it says there shall be a Recorder of Deeds in every county in the state. This includes counties that are maybe 6,000 to 8,000 people, smaller than a ward, and they have all the county officials. The Recorder of Deeds is the oldest office in city government. It's the first one established because as soon as the city was founded in 1764, the first thing people wanted to do was make sure there was a record of their property ownership and their marriage licenses. Our records begin prior to the founding of the city because as soon as we came into existence, those who had properties and settlements and things like that came in with it. The priest came in with the list of the marriages because everywhere in the world, recording is something that, while the senator thinks it's useless, is something that is done across the world. We all do the same thing. And we all maintain everything. If you came into my office today and asked for a deed from 1876, we find it. It's as simple as that. The other thing is, we are required, of course, to make copies of deeds and marriage licenses and preserve them. We do that by scanning and microfilming. And the only legally acceptable document by a court, by the federal government, by the state government, by any public institution has to be the one certified by the Recorder of Deeds. If there is no Recorder of Deeds, there can be no certification. So, if someone needs to collect death benefits and needs a copy of their marriage license and they can only use a certified copy, after this passes, they will no longer be able to get that.
Senator,
there will be no Recorder of Deeds.
Senator, respond to that, and then I want to get to some of the nuts and bolts.
You know, I beg to differ. The question that many should ask while we're having this discussion between now and the election day, which is April the 4th, is how is it the Recorder of Deeds functioning in the county? Do we have a Recorder of Deeds office, or do we have a Recorder of Deeds department?
We have a Recorder of Deeds who is so named in the office appointed by the county executive. It doesn't make a difference whether we're appointed or
And that's
elected.
What we're doing. We're appointing the Recorder of Deeds, and we have all of the authority.
A deputy, you're having the assessor appoint a deputy recorder. There is no Recorder of Deeds. The law requires there be a Recorder of Deeds.
I think you should go look at the language on the ballot.
I've looked at all the laws, and I've lived by those laws for a long, long time. And, Senator, you have never set foot in this office. So many times you've been invited to come in.
You don't even step foot in there sometimes.
I do meet with other people, sometimes away, title companies, the attorneys, people like that, who have a real interest in what goes on in this office. And I'd like to meet your citizens who are spending 3 hours down here. No one spends 3 hours down here. And if you would have come in, we would have pulled the file folders of the thousands and thousands of letters over the years, praising the employees and the assistance they give. And it used to be when the vital records was in the health department, they generated $400,000 a year. Since it's been in the Recorder of Deeds office, it generates $900,000 a year. The average visit to this office is 15, 20 minutes maximum, unless the individual has problems, at which point my employees are well-trained and well-versed to help them get through other city departments if they need it.
Senator,
bottom line, Senator, you have never been here. You've not talked to any of our customers. You have never spent a moment.
The auditor's been there. The auditor's been there.
11.5 months, and they found there was no money missing. They recommended we change a couple programs, which we did. And other than that, there was nothing in there, unless you want to count the fact that I did not keep a mileage log the last year. I had a city car, and I estimated my mileage twice the mileage I should have. Therefore, I paid more federal taxes, state taxes, and local taxes. So I've never had an audit where anyone was accused of anything when they paid more.
Well, Senator, one quick question to you. Are you against the office itself or against the person holding that office?
No.
You guys don't seem like you're best of friends.
Well, I'm against the office. I believe that at the end of the day, that the duplication of services, it's costing taxpayers too many dollars that we can use for body cameras. And again, it's dysfunctional. It's a dysfunctional department. I mean, when you have an audit where the auditor found that the recorder of deeds took a total of preservation funds to the tune of $453,000 against state law without even allowing for the treasurer to even know anything about it, that is dysfunctional. It's a dysfunctional system there.
Always known about it. Since that fund has been established, the treasurer's office has known about it. They did not want to take it, but they sent an auditor every year to audit that because they know about it. There are many funds like this in the city, and the treasurer has them audited annually.
But you don't use those funds for corporate.
One at a time, please.
The state auditor found nothing wrong. So, Senator, we are not dysfunctional, and we are not antiquated. We are state-of-the-art. Right now, 70% of our recordings are electronically filed. And without that fund, the city would not have had the money to upgrade the computer systems. There is nothing in this office that is anything but up-to-date and in advance of most everyone, including St. Louis County, including Kansas City, Jackson County, and we're the leaders. We're there. We're the ones they point to. We're the ones that people from other states come to see. Every state in the union has these offices in the county. Now, if the city should become a city by itself, then these offices go away because they go to the county because that's where it'd be. But as long as we're a county, the state law requires that we be here. And it's very specific, and there's a reason for it. And if you own your property, you're going to be grateful if you decide to sell it that I'm here, not me personally, that there is a recorder and a recorder of deeds, because you can't sell it. The title companies need the certified copy from this office. Your original copy is not acceptable. An original can be changed. Our copy cannot.
I want to stop you there because I want to give the senator a chance to respond and have something close to equal time in this discussion.
Please do. Thank you.
But Senator, one of the things that how much money is saved? How much money would be available for the body cameras, for instance?
So, that's a very, very good question. In 2016, there was a state audit, a scathing audit against the recorder of deeds office. Okay, I just mentioned the auditor was found to have misused approximately $453,000 with what we call the recorder preservation.
Sharon, let her. Sharon Carpenter, hold on just a second. Give the senator a chance, as she did with you. Go ahead.
So, and these are facts here. If you go to the state audit of 2016, $453,000 that is in the preservation's account was used for rugs and travel and things of that sort. We can take those funds and we can use the 450 $300,000 towards body cameras. We can also use $313,000 of construction that was done, and this is in an audit as well. She spent $313,000 for construction. Those are funds that we can take and use towards body cameras for the betterment of community and police relations.
What's the bottom line for the amount of money that would be available for body cameras? They're expensive.
Well, yes, body cameras. Chief Dotson, a year or two ago, he made mention in the Post-Dispatch that body cameras will cost approximately $1.2 million. Well, we're already there with the preservations account, because the preservations account is holding $453,000 in there alone. And not only that, the $300,000 that she found to do construction to redesign her offices, we can use those funds.
Now, my understanding is that these funds, if in fact this happens, these funds would be overseen by the Board of Aldermen.
No, those funds would be it would go into a body cam account that the comptroller would oversee.
But there would be the distribution of those funds would be at the hands of the alderman, would it not, or just the controller?
It's general. It would go into a personal fund, and that fund would be the body camera fund.
Designated, it could not.
Those funds could, for that.
They could not be used anyplace
correctly.
Else. Sharon Carpenter, how many employees do you have?
Very quickly, 40? So the citizens understand. There is a recorder's fund. I'm very proud of it because Roy Blunt and I were the two that put it together. He needed money for preservation, and every recorder in the state did, and we got it. Now, those funds may not be used anywhere, but in a recorder of deeds office, it's clearly very specific. In two sections of state statute, it cannot go to general revenue. It cannot go to any other fund. And this has been litigated in other counties.
Right. The senator's taking exception to that. Yeah,
because,
let me get her to respond.
Because you know what? She used it for her leisure. I mean, if you go to the state audit.
Sharon, let her speak, please.
She uses it for her own leisure. If you go to the state audit, the audit shows that she used those funds to buy carpet for her office. She used those funds to travel. So this is like you're talking out of two different sides of your mouth here, because you actually used those funds for things that they were not supposed to be used for.
If you
look at the audit,
if you knew anything about the office, you would know that the city has not paid out of general revenue for one piece of equipment in the Recorder of Deeds office in the last 35 years. That's what the funds are used for. And yes, the office was renovated because we had to. It was the first time in 47 years. It couldn't handle the upgrades anymore, and we couldn't operate and actually do what we're supposed to do. So, after 47 years, I did renovate the office, and I'm proud of it. I made it more user-friendly, but I also updated all of the systems here, and all of that was approved. You are not telling the truth about the audit, and the three carpets you're talking about that the auditor said should have been paid for by general revenue cost $2,300. That is what.
What was it paid out of? What was it paid out of?
It was paid out of the recorder's fund because
it was paid out of the preservation fund, the funds that
but
you just
you
said.
To come out of general revenue, I felt that saving the city general revenue for streets and parks and things like that, that it was a good thing to do.
But you just said you cannot use those funds for anything else other than preservation.
And that fund may not be used anywhere.
So if you go to the recorder of deeds, if you go to the audit.
One at a time.
No, I sound angry, but I'm really not. The senator hasn't looked at the laws. She doesn't understand. Like I said, there isn't a piece of equipment that's been purchased by the city of St. Louis from the general revenue fund. My budget is 88% personnel.
Is this the argument that we should be having here with regard to whether or not rugs were purchased or whether the office was redesigned or what have you?
Well, you talk about where we're going to get the funds from, yes,
well,
because the money is there. The money is there.
I'm telling the senator that the funds that she thinks that she can get if she will check, if she would want to look at Chapter 59 or any of the other chapters of the state statute, she would find those funds cannot go for body cameras. They may not go for body cameras. They can go for preservation and technology.
Okay, that point's been made. That point's been made. Can they go for body cameras, Senator?
Absolutely. If they can go for rugs or if they can go for vacationing, surely they can go for body cameras. But and again, the preservation funds that was used, and I'm not just making this up, just go to the 2016 audit. It's there. And so so if you want to know the truth, she used the funds that she says she shouldn't have used for something that she shouldn't have used it for. And so I'm saying, if you can do that, why not take those funds and use it towards body cameras? Because at the end of the day, we have a disconnect with law enforcement and community. And we have to bridge that gap. Body cameras don't lie. In every other state where body cameras are being implemented, you have seen a decrease in fraudulent lawsuits. You've seen a decrease in police complaints, and they have saved monies as a result of those lawsuits not having to go into courts because the body cameras don't lie. What I'm trying to do is begin to bring progress to City Hall, as well as bridge the gap with law enforcement and community, because we have a very, very serious problem in that area.
We're going to have that be the last word. I'm afraid our time is up. I want to thank you both, Sharon Carpenter, the Recorder of Deeds, and Missouri State Senator Jamila Nasheed for being with us and discussing this. I wish there had not been so much voice overlap and that it would maybe be less emotional. All right. Well, in any case, voters have their choice on April 4th. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.